Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam, fresh back from the city. We'll talk about it later. Let's get moving with Johnny Under. Right, that was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. Now, as I said in the intro, fresh back from NYC. Now, if you guys were listening to the last show, we were talking about Kenny Kendra's memorial celebrating her life. Well, me and Gabe Zander, that bastard from the Oi Scouts, took a trip down to the city to go catch the festivities and going down at Bowery Electric. So we're driving through the tunnel, first of all, right? We're about to be driving through the tunnel. I'm driving. We're in Jersey City. I pay the toll. I am in the middle of merging from seven lanes to two, as you do when you drive into the tunnel. So it's like dead stop traffic. We're stuck there for like 10 minutes. Fucking, there's cops just like standing around in the street because it's dead stop. Somebody knocks on my window. It's a cop. Tells me I gotta pull over. They're moving cars, separating cars, because I'm like midway through the seven lanes, and they're pulling me over to the side before I even get in the tunnel. I'm like, son of a bitch. Dude comes up to me, and cop, and he tells me my tire's a little low. I'm like, oh, okay, well, thanks, but like, why'd you pull me to the side? He was like, you can't go through the tunnel because your tire's low. I guess if you break down or something like that. I was like, oh, shit. So they made me go through like the emergency portion of like where their cop cars park. And over by the tunnel was Port Authority police, I guess. And fucking, I had to go back into Jersey City, fill up air in my tires, and pay a second additional $15 because I had gone past the toll. Even though I didn't go into the tunnel, I was still past the toll when they pulled me off. So I had to pay an extra $15 to go to the tunnel. But then after that, me and Gabe make it there, run into everybody, had a blast. Now, gotta be honest, I'm pretty sure I had a blast because I don't remember dick. I don't. remember a goddamn thing.
How many people out there like to drink?
Yeah, I did plenty of fucking drinking. The drinks were cheaper earlier in the night, and then my fucking vodka and cranberry skyrocketed to $20. I don't even want to know how much fucking money I spent. I have no fucking idea. All I know is I got shit-faced hammered drunk, and nothing bad happened. We ended up going bar hopping after that, a bunch of us, and I don't really remember much of it. I really don't. This doesn't happen to me often. I do remember when we were leaving, I think the Beauty Bar was like the third bar we were out. So we started out at Bowery Electric, made it out to Double Down. That place was like the fucking, like, Woodstock. It was so fucking packed. You couldn't lift your arms up. So then after we were there for a while, everybody left there and went to the Beauty Bar that survived. And then we ended up back at Mike's. And I just remember things vaguely. I don't remember anything all that much. I remember getting in my car and Gabe, me sitting in the driver's seat, and Gabe being like, laughing at me, being like, you know you're not driving, right, man? And I was like, oh, shit. And I, next thing I know, we were at Mike's house. I guess maybe I fell asleep in the car, I think, with Gabe driving. And then we were at Mike's house. And the last thing I know, me, Mike, and Johnny, baby, the last one's up. And it was like fucking 4:30 in the morning. Then I left at like 9 and had to go have lunch with the fucking Easter Bunny. So, yeah, we were hanging out with the Easter Bunny. I'm sure I still reeked of vodka. So, hopefully not. Hopefully not. But, hey, it was a Saturday, so who cares? I don't think the Easter Bunny minds. At least I made it. At least I didn't blow it off. I made it, right? That's all that's important. All right. Well, let's get to what's really important here. And that's some in-your-face punk rock. Now, we just did Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers coming off like a motherfucker. And why don't we head down south and get up with the Lower Class Brats. Here's one of the first songs that really got me into this band, coming off Rather Be Hated Than Ignored. Here's Background Music on Pogo City Radio.
We're all here for the same reason.
some LCB for all you pogo junkies on Pogo City Radio. Now, let's see. What do we got up here next? All right, I think we're going to head out to L.A. So, you know, LCB went. Now they're living in L.A., doing a bunch of awesome shows out there from what I see on the pictures, because I'm not in L.A. I'm in fucking Easton, Pennsylvania. But they seem to have some great shows going on over there. Let's get to another California band. Now, I caught these guys years ago on the Punks Unite tour. I think I've seen them once or twice. They put on a good show. I really loved this album in high school. The Punks Unite tour was the Casualties, LCB, and Monster Squad. Let's get to the first track on Strength Through Pain with Till the End. Monster Squad with their Charged Records release album, Strength Through Pain. Now, I told you I had the opportunity to catch those guys on the Punks Unite tour back when Punks Unite 3 came out with the Casualties on it. So let's get some old school Casualties and punk rock love. Casualties on Pogo City Radio. Now, I recently started, before I headed out to NYC the other night, I got like all the fucking streaming video things. Yeah, I mean, I fucking put on Salad Days. Started streaming Salad Days before I headed out to the Blanks LES Stitches show, and the press were there. And don't ask me how any of them were. I vaguely remember the Blanks playing. I don't think I saw anybody else. I don't know. It was kind of a Blur. I browned out. Browned out for all you Always Sunny fans.
Wild card, bitches! What?
Yeah! All right, but we're going to get to one for one of my daughters now. Now, my daughter, Sheena, who is, of course, named after the Ramones. Sheena is a punk rocker, but we're not going to play that one. We're going to play Sheena's In a Goth Gang with the Cramps, because I got a Cramp t-shirt on right now, bitches. Here you go, everybody. That was the Cramps. Let's get going with another classic and the...
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She
All right, that was the Ramones with Sheena is a Punk Rocker. Now, remember how I was telling you I was a little fucked up on Friday? Well, it just turns out I'm a little fucked up right now, too.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son!
And it just dawned on me while that song was playing that I started telling you a story, got sidetracked, forgot about it, never went back. I told you on Friday, before I left, I was checking out Salad Days. I was saying out stream movies and shit. I was checking out Salad Days, which is a documentary on the DC punk scene in the 80s. Now, I didn't see the whole thing, and I knew a lot of the information already, but I wanted to check it out. It looked like really cool. I'm pretty sure it's pretty fucking new, too, Salad Days. And a lot of Ian MacKay, HR from Bad Brains, Henry Rollins, of course. And it was really cool. I enjoyed it a lot. So you guys should check out Salad Days. And I had, at the time, Minor Threat queued up, and I was going to do some Minor Threat, but I don't know what the fuck happened to them now, so here's some. Let's do the track Minor Threat.
Play it faster. Promise.
All right, that was Ian MacKay with Minor Threat right there. Now, we were talking a lot about, not really a lot, but we were playing a couple songs with my daughter's name, Sheena, in them. So now I just feel so wrong, and I gotta include my other daughter, because, you know, I'm just a dad. Gotta include my other daughter, Ava. And it's real cute, because today, when we were in the car somewhere, my daughter Sheena, who's only two and talks a little, but Ava's jabber jaws, you know what I mean? Sheena talks a little. She just starts yelling in the back of the car, "Hey, yo!" She's got a real, like, deep, mean voice. "Hey, yo!" Saying she wants to hear the song "Hey You." And Ava knows this. Ava gets pissed. She's like, "That's my song! No, Hey You's my song!" And got all pissed off that Sheena wanted to hear "Hey You." So here's some Blank 77 now for my daughter Ava, and I guess Sheena too, with "Hey You."
All aboard!
Hey, yeah.
All right, that was The Blanks. Earlier, we were talking about the movie Salad Days. Let's get to another band featured in the movie. Here's HR, actually. And Bad Brains. Some potato pirates on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
They will never keep me down.
All right, that was the Potato Pirates. I still maintain I have the fastest legs in rock and roll. I was literally, right, I listened to about half of the Bad Brains song, then realized I had to run outside. I'm on the third floor of my house. I had to run down 1, 2, 3 flights of stairs, then down my front porch, and run back, talk to Jessica, the lovely rude girl Jessica, for 2 seconds, and get back just in time to do that intro right there, the Potato Pirates intro. So yeah, suck a huge donkey dick. I don't know why I'm telling you to suck a dick. Nobody's talking shit. I'm just an asshole. You know what I'm saying? I'm just an asshole.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
All right. See, now I gotta take my kiddies to the park. It's funny, right? Like, my kids, it's all about the punk rock. Like, they don't even know any different. Like, I don't listen to the radio. So, I mean, really, the main thing they ever hear is punk rock. Like, you guys know, I do the wild card, so they hear other music. Like, I listen to other music, but it's really just the punk rock. And it's funny, because my kids, they even know the logos already. Like, if I have a blank shirt on, they know it's Blanks. They know all my tattoos. They know the Casualties. They know the Exploited and the Misfits. They know all the logos. It's funny. I feel like, you know, and they're really into superheroes, too. They're all about Batgirl and Wonder Woman and Supergirl. They really like them. And for whatever reason right now, just kids in general, that's really being pushed to that age group right now, the female superhero, and they're all about it. But, like, it's funny. Like, I'm waiting. Like, one of my kids is going to turn into, Kid Pogo or the Pogo Kids or some shit. I'm going to come up with like a comic book or something, I think, now. That's what I'll do. Pogo Kids, and they'll be like superheroes that are like punk rock and pogo, I'm thinking. I don't know. We'll have to see what this turns into. Once again, I am a little under the influence right now.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son!
I guess that's why Jessica's watching the kids, right? So we're going to have to get out of here with this next one. Now, we just did the fucking Potato Pirates. I told you guys on Friday I had Gabe in my car, and he was talking about me. It's the first time I've seen him since the Oi Scouts came back from the tour. So he was telling me, like, it was a blast. He said, you know, he wasn't really familiar. Not that he didn't know him, but he didn't really know all that well the Potato Pirates, the Bad English, and they did a huge show with him. He said they were awesome. He loved them. And Gabe, you know, Gabe not big on, like Gabe's not listening to albums and shit like that. Gabe's going out to shows and finding bands that he likes. So he says, you know, he doesn't even really know a band until he sees them live. And he said he was really happy he got to play with those guys. So why don't we get out of here with Gabe's band, and let's do a classic, the Oi Scouts with Oi Punk on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. See you next week.
Why? GoCityRadio.com.